The Department of Justice has its eyes on local police. Earlier this month, the DOJ officially charged Albuquerque police with excessive use of force. The ruling came after a series of incidents, including one where a homeless, mentally ill man was shot by officers after agreeing to leave the spot where he was camping overnight in Albuquerque. Seattle police are currently fulfilling a consent decree for similar excessive use of force allegations. Well, the Department of Justice is investigating more police departments and police departments in bigger cities than ever before. Samuel Walker is the co-author of The New World of Police Accountability. Sam says the increase all comes back to laws passed back in the 1990s.
The law was the Violent Crime Control Act, and that was the major initiative for community policing. And what happened was in Congress, the Civil Rights Caucus, the Black Caucus especially, said, look, you need to do something about police misconduct and racial profiling, race discrimination.
What was the perceived problem with police misconduct and racial profiling that they wanted to get addressed?
Well, police misconduct has been a major issue since the 1960s. Of course, we had the, you know, the riots. All of those, most of them actually were started by a police shooting or some other incident. So it's been around for decades. The only power the federal government had before that was criminal prosecution. And so this law authorizes, you know, civil investigations directed against departments rather than individuals.
I'm talking with Sam Walker. He's the author of The New World of Police Accountability. Now, you've been studying this since the early 70s, and you mentioned that 1994, when the Violent Crime Control Act came in, that was really when the federal government started to get more involved because it allowed them to. But how much involvement did the Department of Justice have in local police departments before that?
Very little. Again, the main instrument that they had were the criminal statutes. Not that many incidents involve, you know, potential criminal prosecution of officers. You have to prove that the officer had criminal intent. That's a very high standard. And so there was very limited possibility there.
What's changed at local police departments because of the Federal Department of Justice intervention or the threat of intervention?
Well, in the specific departments that have been sued and where a consent decree resulted, there were some very significant reforms on use of force policy, on investigating uses of force. But as a group, all of these cases really set a standard for what is needed to establish a professional police department that engages in constitutional policing.
What was the goal? What's the goal of setting kind of federal standards that all local police departments would adhere to?
It tells local departments what they need to do. And it's very specific in terms of like uses of force policy, early intervention systems, for example. Like standards in any field, accreditation or whatever, tells agencies what they need to do and where they need to be.
So is it fair to say that part of the federal agenda here is to standardize police departments around the country so that the policies are not so fragmented and different from place to place?
That's not necessarily the intent, but it has that effect. Definitely has that effect.
And have you seen how it's affected other police departments, maybe not even once, where the Department of Justice has intervened, but departments that feared Department of Justice intervention? I mean, beyond the effect on the departments where the Department of Justice goes in and requires these things by court order, have other departments responded without the DOJ having to go to that extent?
Well, I think it has had that effect. I think there is a certain, you know, increased concern and in some cases fear of a federal investigation. It's hard to measure that. But, for example, in the fall of 2012, one of the leading police professional associations, they had a national conference on this very topic. And they had you know, chiefs and other commanders from departments that had been sued, and there was a discussion of this topic. One of the notable aspects of that conference, you had commanders from Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and Cincinnati, and they stated that their departments were better as a result of the federal investigation. They stated that there was a lot of pain and agony and involving these federal investigations and some significant dollar costs, but they said it was worth it. They are better police departments as a result.
Sam Walker is author of The New World of Police Accountability. Sam, what about the future of police accountability and particularly federal efforts to enforce it?
Well, I'm guardedly optimistic. I think you know, there are new investigations in the works. This one in San Diego, which has developed a terrible problem in terms of sexual abuse by police officers. And more recently, just the last couple of weeks, in Albuquerque, a very serious use of deadly force problem. So I'm guardedly optimistic that this will continue. And I think it's just across the country, even departments that don't have major problems, they understand, you know, what you have to do to deal with problems and how to do it.
But what happens if a new president comes in 2016? You mentioned under the Bush administration, not a lot was done on this. Could a change in leadership in the other Washington cause a decrease in these efforts of the Department of Justice to try to enforce standards at local police departments?
That's a very real possibility. That's a very real possibility. It's a matter of concern. In the campaign, I think both candidates for both parties should be held accountable on that. People should bring up the issue. But my point is that police departments can do it themselves. There's no reason in 2014 why any police department should be investigated and sued by the federal government.
That's Sam Walker. He's the co-author of the book, The New World of Police Accountability. You are listening to The Record on KUOW.